be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk.
It's time for him to step down. Get somebody with a clean slate, with no baggage.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor.
And with no speaker for more than 2 weeks now, congressional Republicans go back to square one in search of one next week. In Western Maryland, there's a major law enforcement search following the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge. CBS Baltimore's Janae Reese is in Hagerstown.
Authorities are now looking for Pedro Argote in connection to the death of the judge. Deputies say Argote did not have any prior criminal records, but they had been called to his home.
We have responded to the residents for verbal domestic assaults 2 times within the last few years, but no criminal record that we're aware of.
Albert says Argote was due in court for a divorce-related hearing Thursday, but was not present.
Some movement reported with two of Detroit's big three, but not so much with Ford as the United Auto Workers strike drags on.
The membership is the highest authority in our union. You will always have the final say. Everything we do is in service of building the strength of our membership.
UAW President Sean Fain. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Right now, I'm driving to work, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to more important things. I'm going to visit Papa. I'm going to go out with friends and to an anniversary dinner. And I look out at the big trucks and buses and people walking and think, we're all going somewhere. And we need to work together to share the road and get there safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 51, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 53 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday and Tuesday. Mid-50s Monday, upper 50s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 51. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 53 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday and Tuesday. Mid-50s Monday, upper 50s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Friday, October 20th. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north. From wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network, or the Civic Media app, or by podcast, or all of our social media options. It looks like Facebook live video streaming is working today, unlike yesterday. So you can catch us on several Facebook pages, the Up North News YouTube page, a couple of Twitter feeds. We're everywhere. And it's nice to have you here in the state of Wisconsin Sense. We're going to unpack the news for you coming up. We're going to talk about sports for the weekend. We're going to get a weather forecast, a couple of great interviews. Let's just look at here's what's on tap this morning. We're going to review last night's remarks from President Biden to the nation about his visit to Israel, his resolve to stand with an ally while also seeking to end a humanitarian crisis. In the meantime, Congress remains stuck in a rut while House Republicans bicker over who should be their leader, a soap opera that is delaying important domestic and international matters. We'll talk about that with Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil as well. There is a fifth candidate in the third district to run for Congress. The third district is the one represented by Republican Derek Van Orden across western Wisconsin into parts of central Wisconsin. And this week, a fifth Democrat entered the race, hoping to challenge Derek Van Orden. His name is Eric Wilson. He's from Eau Claire. He will join us around 7:20 to tell us why he's running. We will cover this week's media coverage of national and international news with Mark Jacob at 7:30. And then at 7:50, Dan Schumacher's off this week, so Jimmy Koska from Civic Media will be here to get a set for tonight's start of the first round of the WIAA High School Football Playoffs. So we have a lot in store for you today. Along the way, of course, you can join us anytime at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And again, now that the live video feeds are working, if you're watching us on Facebook and want to make a comment there, put it on screen. We may put it up here on our screen as well. Sam Davison is standing by at the Civic Media World Headquarters at the top of State Street near the Capitol in Madison. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, I noticed, again, for the video feed, I've got, you know, on the screen there, it says Pat Kreitlow under me. And for his first few weeks here, it just said Sam under him. And Sam's sharing a last name now, Davison, which I'm now discovering had two S's. And I bring it up just to ask how many times you get asked, well, shouldn't it be Davidson? You know, because there's a lot of Davidsons out there. And did you ever do any family history or whatever as far as why, you know, where the difference between a Davidson and a Davison? Is it a part of, you know, the world where family comes from?
Well, yeah, a lot of people try and spell it Davidson, like Harley Davidson. I've never done any like genealogy stuff. My dad is a little into it, but I don't even know who did it. Some relative of mine, like 60, 70 years ago, did a huge genealogy report thing. Apparently, it's a Scottish name. Used to be spelled with one S, and then for some reason, they changed it to two S's.
It's funny how different regions, you know, last names have traveled around the world, but yeah, they come out differently. You know, in journalism school, of course, the first thing they teach us is if somebody says their name is Smith, ask them to smell it, because it might be S-M-Y-T-H, it might be S-M-Y-T-H-E, you know, names change. And sometimes it's not just the region of the world, but when one of our, you know, ancestors came, you know, through Ellis Island or some other checkpoint, some guy at the border, you know, wrote it down differently. Or, yeah, you know, that person themselves decided to change it. I have wondered a lot about Kreitlow. There's not a lot of us out there, and I haven't done a ton of genealogy research on it, except for this one thing. I have found how my group of Kreitlows is related to Kreitlows all throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota. It appears that not everybody comes in through Ellis Island, that they came in through the Great Lakes and then, you know, to Chicago and then up through Wisconsin and Minnesota. But there's also some Kreitlows in Iowa, and we've never found the common thread, you know, that they're kind of from the same area of Germany, Poland, kind of in that area. But we're still not sure, you know, how they connect over here.
Yeah.
How we connect, you know, how did there get to be these two different clans of Kreitlows, and what's their whole story? So I'm always interested in it. And when we were talking about hobbies yesterday, I absolutely promise you that genealogy is going to be one of my hobbies. Oh, in about 3 years or so here, when I hope to wrap things up. I had yesterday, Sam, my first ever big milestone for me. Yeah. Kind of like losing your first tooth, you know, or your first day of school or your high school graduation. Mm-hmm. I had my first meeting yesterday with a financial planner about retirement.
Wow.
If that doesn't put a few more gray hairs up on top here, I don't know what. But it was just basically to see, you know, are you on track? You know, because, you know, people don't always save for retirement the way that they should. They don't start young enough. And so sometimes you just need to know that I'm not going to be selling apples on a street corner, you know, someday.
That's always nice to know.
Yeah, I can talk. As long as I can talk and I can type, I guess I should be okay, right?
Yeah, you've always got something you can do.
I just want a little bit more time for those hobbies that I keep saying I'm going to have someday. I've left us just a little time to check the temperatures quick here. The cool spot across the Civic Media Radio Network is right here on Lake Wissota, where it's 38 degrees. Madison, you're at 50. Waukesha, 48. La Crosse, 42. Wausau, 49 degrees. Wisconsin Rapids, 47. Green Bay, you're at 50, and Hayward, 40 degrees. Let's take a pause here. We'll do a little bit of sports and unpack the news next. You're up north.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
We will note the anniversary of Tom Petty's birth coming up a little later in today's history lesson and music break. I was talking just before the break about retiring and, you know, things that you want to do in your later years, whenever those come for me. It's not coming yet. And so then I open up our daily newsletter that you get through upnorthnewswi.com. And one of the stories that they're featured today is 100 things to do in Wisconsin before you die. So I guess I now have the checklist ready for me. We talked to the author, Danelle Gay, and what she wrote. Some things are oddly specific, Christina Lurie writes, like grab a bowl of booyah at the booyah shed. And then there's some obvious things that anybody would list for, you know, doing in Wisconsin before you kick the bucket. It might be a place to go to. It might be some food. It might be camping. So you get a link to that interview and learn more about the book right there. And then there's my newsletter column that comes out a couple of times a week as well, talking about the lawsuit that was filed last week, taking direct aim at the voucher school program. We talked about that with some guests earlier this week as well. But in the newsletter, we give a little bit of background about it, talk about how it was funded in large part through support from the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC and the work that our friend Kirk Bankstead is doing with education advocates. So that and more in today's newsletter, and you can subscribe to that newsletter by heading over to upnorthnewswi.com. Click on newsletter in the top banner, and you will be set to receive our note every weekday morning. Let's check sports now at 6:17. Baseball playoffs quickly here. The National League Championship Series is now tied up at two games apiece after Houston beat Texas 10-3 last night. The road team has won all four games in that series. Game five is this afternoon in Arlington, Texas. In the American League Championship Series, Game 4 is tonight in Arizona. All the home teams have won so far in that one, as Philly leads that series over the Diamondbacks 2-1. Packers are at Denver playing the Broncos Sunday afternoon at 3:25. And running down a few select Badger sports for the weekend, the Badger football team plays at Illinois tomorrow at 2:30. You can catch that game on FS1. The women's hockey team, ranked number one in the nation, a 6-0 record, and they are home against Bemidji State this weekend. They drop the puck at 7 o'clock tonight in Madison. The men's hockey team is at Michigan Tech. They have a 3-1 record to start the season so far, and that match gets started at 6. And then we've mentioned the top-ranked women's volleyball team, number one in the country, playing number two in the country, Nebraska, in Lincoln tomorrow night at 7, and that'll be on the Big Ten Network. Let's unpack the news now, and if you have any comments or questions about it, feel free to drop us a line at 844-967-2789, or you can email us radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Well, President Biden gave remarks to the nation yesterday. He talked about, and rightly so, being the first U.S. president to travel to a war zone in Israel. And he talked about his trip to Ukraine earlier, the first American president to enter a war zone not controlled by the United States military since Abraham Lincoln. And in both cases, it was to tell the victims of terror that they are not alone and that the United States is an ally and a partner. There was obviously a lot of material in the speech that showed support for Israel, but he also mentioned this. He said, "We can't ignore the humanity of innocent Palestinians who only want to live in peace and have an opportunity." And then he mentioned the terror inflicted on Ukrainian people who also only want to live in peace, but they have been bombed, tortured, raped, taken hostage, maimed, murdered. And the common thread that the president wove through this is if you allow terror to have a victory, they do not stop there. They don't say, okay, everything's hunky-dory. Terrorists don't say hunky-dory. I'm sure Putin never said it. They seek the next target, the next conquest, the next moment of chaos. As Biden put it, Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy. He discussed the alliances of democracies like NATO. That's a group of allied democracies, which I hasten to add, Donald Trump did everything he could to undermine it, potentially destroy it, and give his buddy Putin a longer landing strip for future threats and incursions. But apart from the short-term conflict, not enough is said about the long-term stability that comes with peace. It's not just good for human health, it's good for the economy. Biden talked about the infrastructure that unites nations at peace. For example, the development of a rail corridor from Europe through the Middle East all the way to India. That's the alternative to pulling back. You know, if you pull back, we talked the other day about China ramping up more than $1 trillion of investments to help other developing countries with seaports, airports, other projects, and basically softening them up for a time when democracy might seem like a weaker alternative to Chinese-style authoritarianism. Here's how Biden summed it up. He said, "American leadership is what holds the world together. American alliances are what keep us, America, safe. American values are what make us a partner that other nations want to work with. To put all of that at risk if we walk away from Ukraine, if we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it." And so that's why Biden is proposing an all-encompassing aid package for Congress to approve to show American commitment to troubled spots around the globe, not just Israel and Ukraine, but Taiwan and America's southern border, which, whatever you want to say about immigration, It does need better infrastructure to keep threats out and allow good people and commerce in. And finally, Biden not only spoke from the heart to Israelis and Ukrainians, he spoke to the victims of hate, discrimination, and suspicion right here at home, as he urged all of us to denounce anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. He said, "To all of you hurting, I want you to know I see you. You belong. You're all America." It's easy to fall prey to fear or to anger. It's hard, as the president said, to hold on to the values that make us who we are, a nation of religious freedom. And I think I need to repeat that again for certain people. We are a nation of religious freedom and freedom of expression. Biden noted, "We all have the right to debate and disagree without fear of being targeted for harm." And I would add as well, not just is it easy to fall prey to fear or anger, it's easy to fall prey to fatigue and a desire to turn away, to which I would just want to say, don't. American leadership is about engagement. It's about commitment to our friends and to our values. And look, nobody's asking you to go to a war zone. Nobody's asking us to help clear away the rubble or to bury the dead. To do our part is to simply support America's leaders whose actions reflect our values, and to renounce those who would use this moment for partisan gain, who would pit one troubled nation against another, or purposely steer our government into gridlock rather than work to build bridges, both figuratively and literally. But unfortunately, there are still people in our nation's capital and elsewhere who would do just that. I'd love to have your thoughts on this as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That takes us to the speaker's race, and we're going to talk a bit about that with Kia Vakil here coming up. But since Kia and I spoke, there had been a development in there where Patrick McHenry, the temporary speaker, is now threatening to resign as temporary speaker and create even more chaos in the House of Representatives as Republicans try to figure out who is going to be the 56th Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan still thinks he's going to put himself up there today for a third ballot, even though he lost ground in the second ballot yesterday and became the first speaker candidate to get fewer than 200 votes in 100 years. And the thing is, we don't even really know how many people are opposed to Jim Jordan, because it's being reported that among the people who despise him in his own party, they have agreed to stagger their no votes. So the no votes that you saw in the first ballot, that wasn't all of them. And then you notice there were a few more no votes in the second ballot. There's going to be more in the third. People who voted for Jordan the first time or two so that they could grow the gap and show Jim Jordan there is no way that he gets the speaker's chair. And yet, here he is attempting to browbeat and bully his own fellow Republicans to try to get to the chair. And I liked how somebody yesterday compared it to Kevin McCarthy, where Kevin McCarthy, when he was shamelessly debasing himself to get the speaker's job, was giving away things. He was making all kinds of concessions. You know, we'll allow just a single person to call for a vote to, you know, undo my speakership. We'll allow this. We'll allow that. He gave away all of these things. There's nothing else to give away. And so there's nothing that Jim Jordan can promise anybody, nothing he can give to them. And frankly, Jim Jordan's opponents don't want anything. They just don't want him. And so when you don't have anything to offer somebody, what's your alternative? Your alternative is to bully them, to sick Sean Hannity and Donald Trump on these folks. And look, there's two different kinds of Republicans in that caucus, some of whom are from safe districts because of gerrymandering. And then there's those who are in districts that are still close enough to purple. There's 18 of them where Joe Biden won their district, even as they got elected to Congress. And so there is no single block of Republicans that bullying is going to work with, because some of these people fear a primary challenger from the right, and some of them fear a primary challenger from the more moderate part of their party and of their district. So it's quite the soap opera that we're going to have today to see if Jordan actually goes through with a ballot, what the results are, how he reacts. What about this proposal to make Patrick McHenry the temporary speaker, give him more power so that Congress can actually get some business done and pass this aid package? But there's enough Republicans there opposed to that, saying that that basically is, you know, that just means that Kevin McCarthy is still speaker, that he's kind of shadow speaker because he's the one that picked Patrick McHenry to be temporary speaker. So many twists and turns, and yet there's real work that needs to get done. And that's what I'm going to talk to Kia Vakil about coming up after this break. And then we'll have today's history lesson, a little music break. We'll talk to a candidate for Congress, Eric Wilson of Eau Claire, in our next hour as well. This is Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune into the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI. WIRI.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 51. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 53 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday and Tuesday. Mid 50s Monday, upper 50s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 51. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 53 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday and Tuesday. Mid 50s Monday, upper 50s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
It's time for our weekly visit with Kia Vakil, political correspondent for Courier Newsroom out in California, but monitoring things in Washington. And this week, monitoring things around the world. There's just so much to track everywhere, much activity and so much inactivity in terms of progress toward the speaker's race. We don't know as we record this how things go, but we can certainly talk about the concept of a race that's taking forever and what's being lost in the process. Kia, how are you?
I am hanging in there, Pat. How about yourself?
What a fire hose of news this week, huh?
Yeah. It's been a busy couple weeks.
It really has. So let's just look at what is at stake here, because Republicans have not been able to choose a leader from amongst themselves all this time. Obviously, we know things have blown up in Israel, but you had Ukraine before that and all the domestic stuff. There's a lot. Whenever a speaker or temporary speaker or something is chosen, these guys are really supposed to hit the ground running, right?
Yeah. I mean, to say nothing of obviously what's happening internationally, which is, a huge deal, in the U.S., we are less than a month away from a government shutdown. There is a farm bill that needs to be negotiated that helps provide, life-saving food assistance for 40 million people, provides farmers with crop insurance and all sorts of help. There's obviously funding for, Ukraine and potentially for Israel, potentially humanitarian funding for Palestinians. There's a lot that's happening. And in Congress, nothing can actually get done because we are now on day 17 of Republicans being unable to elect a new speaker. They have just repeatedly tried and failed and moved farther away. And so where we're at is it's just like a total clown show right now.
It is. And of course, what really makes it what makes it funny in a sad way is how many of them continue to try to put some blame on Democrats when they're the ones in the majority, as they keep getting reminded by reporters. And look, if they're saying, well, all the Democrats and then just a handful of our members are conspiring against us, okay, fine. If you're going to consider those eight of your fellow Republicans, their own thing, then maybe you ought to think about a coalition government and get a few Republicans to reach out to a few Democrats, God forbid.
Yeah. I mean, in a rational world, you would, by this point, there would be actual movement towards either a moderate there's a very few moderates left in the Republican Party, but a moderate Republican speaker, or empowering the House Speaker pro tempore, Patrick McHenry, who is not a moderate, but is also not one of the most far right people, giving him temporary power to just get the basic function of government rolling again. And there have been Democrats who've said they're willing to do that. There are Republicans who are willing to do that. But there are more Republicans who, and including the ones currently running for Speaker, like Jim Jordan, who don't want to do that, who think, you know, any sort of compromise with Democrats is akin to working with Satan. That's how they view it. And because of the incentives right now in the Republican Party, where most districts are not competitive, all you have to worry about if you're, you know, 90% of that caucus is winning your primary. And because of the way conservative media works, because for, you know, 15 years now, folks like, you know, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Rush Limbaugh and all those folks talked about Democrats as, you know, Satan worshiping pedophiles, which is obviously nonsense. No Republican can work with a Democrat without getting intense blowback from their base. And so there are people who are getting death threats because they won't support Jim Jordan. There are people who are afraid for their lives, and they still will not work with a Democrat because that's how afraid they are of their base.
We have come to as far a point possible away from John McCain's country before party.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. And again, I hasten to add for folks listening who are not, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Democrats or independents, whatever you want to call it, nobody's saying that every rank-and-file Republican, every Republican voter out there, but there's something about the folks serving in Congress right now in the Republican Party who are frankly doing a disservice to all the moderate Republican voters that are out there. And I still agree that there are a lot of them. There's a lot of center-right voters, a lot of center-left voters. And they feel homeless right now politically.
Yeah. And I mean, the problem is if you are, let's say, a center right voter, if you're one of these, you know, voters, you know,